Good morning. You're listening to the Chamber Biz Buzz, and this is Clay McCausland. And I'm sitting in for Julie Pastrick this morning, and we have a special guest with us. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning.
This is Kristen Dalton. She's the president of the Flagstaff Pro Rodeo, and we're coming up on the 11th annual Flagstaff Pro Rodeo, correct?
Correct. We are.
That's awesome. Tell our listeners more about the event. How did you first get started with this? Because I know it was something that happened in the community for years, kind of went away, and then you were very instrumental about bringing it back. So how did that all come about?
Yeah, I grew up going to the rodeo, absolutely loved it, was really sad when it went away, and was at the NFR one year and said, we're bringing the rodeo back. And so we started working very diligently to get with an attorney here locally and did our bylaws and our corporation paperwork, got our nonprofit organization together, and started getting sponsors to pay for the rodeo.
That's awesome. That's a lot of work, right? I mean, how long did that take to kind of start putting it back together?
The first time around took us a year and a half. Wow. Before we had the funds to produce such a high caliber event. Our annual budget is $215,000 to produce a 3-day event.
Wow. $215,000.
Yep. $215,000. So we have over 100 sponsors this year. And so we are very blessed.
People that go to an event like that don't have any idea. You know, you go for a couple hours and it's amazing. It's beautiful. You guys do an absolutely beautiful job. But unless you do those type of events, to wrap your head around the cost that it takes to produce something is amazing, right?
Yeah, and it just goes up every year. So every year we're just looking for more sponsors and just different ways to grow, different ways to fundraise.
For somebody who hasn't been out to the rodeo yet, this being the 11th annual one, Kristen, what can they expect?
Just excitement. There is so much excitement. There's so much energy from the crowd and so much like patriotism, and everybody's just happy to be there, and it's just such a great place to put yourself in the middle of summer in Flagstaff.
It really is. It's one of my favorite events in the summertime in Flagstaff. My kids love it going out there, and speaking of kids, they've got a mutton busting to start things off, right?
Yeah, they do. So the kids can ride the sheep, and they just have to be under 8 years old or under 50 pounds, and they can sign up when they get there. We don't do any pre-entries because there's a lot of competition, and people really want to get their kids in there to ride, so it's just easier if everybody signs up when they get there so that we're not holding a place for someone who doesn't show up.
The rodeo this year is June 6th, 7th, and 8th. And to kick things off, you're going to be doing something with the chamber as a chamber mixer too, right?
We are. So we did it a couple years ago and it was very successful. And then we wanted to bring it back this year. June 5th, we have a barrel race that starts at 4 p.m. with time-only runs. And then the actual race starts at 6 o'clock sharp. And we're also going to have the chamber mixer in our VIP tent. And Twin Arrows is going to be serving some food up for us, and we'll have some beverages from Legacy Beverage. So we're really excited to just host everybody. We're going to also be presenting our new rodeo queens. So we'll have our new queen and teen queen in there and just introducing them to everybody that comes out.
For somebody that might want to come out to do the barrel racing, are you still taking contestants? Can they still sign up all the way up until when?
They can sign up all the way until the event on June 5th. We highly encourage pre-entries through saddlebook.com. And if you go on there and look for Flagstaff Pro Rodeo Barrel Race, you'll find it. And then they can sign up there. And it's a cash-only event, so just pay when you arrive at the announcer's booth.
And that's at Saddlebook, B-O-O-K?
Yes.
Saddlebook.com.
Yep.
Yeah, so if you've got family or friends out there that are barrel racers, would like to get involved, it's a really fun event. I've been out there on the night before when you do the barrel racing and watch the people go through there. We do that on the 5th. We have a great night with a chamber mixer to follow that evening. And then come the next day on Thursday, it's time to rock and roll, right?
It is, yeah. So our Thursday night is our suicide prevention night. And that just really brings awareness to the issue of with suicide in Northern Arizona. And we just really want to make sure that everybody knows that they have other options. And so we just try to really promote that.
Well, bless you for doing that. That's a real subject that, you know, is near and dear to my heart. And then come Friday night.
Friday night, we like to honor all of our first responders because they put so much into our community that we want to be able to give back to them and just honor them for the evening. And so that's our first responders night, and everybody wears black and gold.
So we've got purple and teal on Thursday night for the suicide prevention and awareness, and then yes, black and gold for Friday night.
Yes.
What about Saturday night?
Saturday night is everybody's favorite patriotic military night. So your red, white, and blue, just bring it out and show it.
Absolutely. It's a beautiful night. It's so much fun out there. If you haven't been out to it yet, I highly recommend going on to the website at flagstaffprorodeo.com. Make sure that you look in there. You'll see all these sponsors. It takes 100 sponsors, like Kristen said, to put this thing together. So make sure you get out and support the sponsors, because those are the kind of people who keep community events like this, keep coming back year after year. When you invest as much money as Kristen and the team have had to put into this event, we really need the sponsors to be supported in this. So please get out and see all of our sponsors and be a big part of what's going on and keep community events alive. What else we got, Kristen? So talk about, is there an event going on Saturday night after the rodeo?
There is. We have our after party on Saturday night. We have Western Fusion playing. They start around 9 p.m. after that last bull bucks. And that is sponsored by Northern Arizona Riding Stables this year and Coors Legacy Beverage. And so it's just a great time. We bring a band into the middle of the arena and everybody just dances. We flatten the dirt out so it kind of becomes a hard dance floor. And it's just a way to kick up the dirt for one last time before the rodeo's out of here for a year.
A hoorah for the whole year. Yeah. Last year, my kids were crying when we left the rodeo because they were, when is this coming back? And I was like, well, next year, we got to wait a whole year.
Oh, yeah. We get calls all the time asking, when's your next rodeo? When's your next rodeo? Are you guys doing something this month or next month? And it really is just an annual event. It takes so much. We plan pretty much all year, but we work super diligently for 6 months. So we start January 1st and just really rock it out.
I bet. I've been a big part of this for the last handful of years, and just they do an incredible job. I'm very honored to be a part of it. So thank you for all that you do. Thank you for our partnerships through the radio stations. We enjoy being a real big part of what we do and what you're doing. Rodeo in Flagstaff, it doesn't get a whole lot better than that, sitting out there in a June evening. The weather's perfect. You've got all types of rodeo stuff happening too. Can you talk about some of that? Bulls and broncs to steer wrestling?
Yeah, we have all of the traditional PRCA events. So there's actually 8 now because they did add breakaway, and we were one of the rodeos that did choose to add breakaway. That's very controversial in the rodeo world.
What is breakaway?
Breakaway is a woman's sport, and so it's where the horse and the rider come out of the chute and they have to not break a barrier rope when they come out of the chute to rope a calf, and then the rope breaks away.
Okay, so it's a timing thing
it
with the rope.
It is a timed event, yes.
I got it, okay.
But it's through the WPRA along with barrel racing. So now we are one of the, we're trying to get all of the rodeos in PRCA to offer barrel racing and breakaway for the ladies so that they have a couple of events that they can compete into because all the rest are for the gentlemen.
That's awesome. Now, when people are competing, they're actually competing for points that they can go on and try to make it to the NFR, right?
Yeah. So we are part of the Turquoise Circuit, which is all of New Mexico and Arizona rodeos. And we also co-sanction with Wilderness, which is Colorado, Utah. So we have contestants that come from all 4 states, and they are competing towards their circuit finals. And then from the circuit finals, you go to the national finals, which is held in Las Vegas in December.
Speaking of the NFR, I know that you've been out there for that. It's just an amazing event that's right here in our backyard, right?
We're so lucky that it's such a short drive for us to go to. And we send a lot of our committee and board members out to check out the NFR every year. And the reason for that is because that's our number one. That's like the Super Bowl of rodeos. So we want our rodeo to mirror that as much as possible. So having them there and seeing what they're doing behind the scenes or in their performances and then bringing that back to our small town just sets us apart.
We're here with Kristen Dalton. Kristen, before we go, I'd like to talk to you about an event that I know that is near and dear to your heart, and that's the balloon. What do they call that? That's firing?
Cowboy mounted shooting. Yeah.
If you haven't ever seen this event, it's spectacular. They go around the arena shooting balloons at a time and get points for the balloons that they can hit. And it's really cool. Tell us more about that. And how did you get involved in that?
You know, I just had a good friend that was doing it, and it just looked like so much fun. And I'm such an adrenaline junkie myself that it just seemed like something I needed to do. So I went out and bought my Rugers and got a horse that didn't mind the gunfire and started running patterns with them and entered the Cowboy Mounted Shooting Association. And it just kind of snowballed from there. And then that was something that a lot of our rodeo fans hadn't seen before, seen at a rodeo, brought into rodeo. And so a lot of our competitors wanted to be a part of that and help me grow our sport. And so we have a show off between all of the riders. There's usually about 10 of us a night that'll run, and we just kind of throw money in a pot and see who can beat who. And there's so many variables at the rodeo. I mean, it's not normal for us to be shooting somewhere and have bulls and bucking chutes, like trying to get out. So there's a lot of variables. We don't usually run in a crowd full of 3,000 screaming people either. It doesn't matter if you're the best of the best. Like, there's so many added variables at our rodeo that it really shows true horsemanship to be able to go out there and win.
Well, that's a whole lot of fun. And I know you're being humble because I think you've actually won it a couple times that I know of, right?
Yeah.
We're with Kristen Dalton. You said this doesn't happen without a lot of support. So let's highlight some of the major sponsors. Do you mind hitting those?
No, our sponsors are vital to our success. So we actually have Black Bart's and CAF Radio are the 2 top sponsors this year. And then we have Twin Arrows, Legacy Coors, Knackered Pepsi. Tractor Supply is actually the sponsor for the barrel race for that Wednesday night chamber mixer. And then Planet Dodge. And there's so many more on our website. So make sure you check out the website on the sponsors tab or look at the banners and the scoreboard around the arena, because those are the people that make it happen.
If you want to keep events like this coming through our community, like I say, it's super important to support the local sponsors that are stepping up to help make this possible. And so go on to the website at flagstaffrodeo.com.
Yes.
Go to flagstaffrodeo.com, check out the sponsors, get your tickets, find out about all this great stuff happening coming up on June 6th through the 8th. For people that are looking for more information or would like to buy tickets, make sure you go to flagstaffrodeo.com. The event starts every night at Gates Open.
Gates open at 5 o'clock. We have a ton of vendors to shop from. The rodeo performance kicks off at 7, and it usually goes from 7 to 9. Our website's flagstaffrodeo.com. You can also purchase your tickets locally at Olson's Grain in Flagstaff, and they only have the GA tickets there.
Okay, and if you would like to get a VIP ticket, then you go online to get that, right?
That's correct, yeah.
And the VIP experience includes dinner?
Dinner and drinks and big screen TVs and comfy places to sit. It's quite the experience.
It really is a VIP experience. I've been fortunate enough to sit in there, and it's really a cool place to be able to watch the rodeo from. If you have family and you want them to sit out there and be comfortable, it's really fun. And so you do an incredible job, Kristen, and the team. I've every year blown away the amount of people who are helping out to keep this thing going. There's probably... Yeah.
Oh, we have over 100 volunteers.
Wow.
On our regular committee, we are probably hitting about 50 right now. And they're just incredible people that just devote so much time to give back to the community that it's a great team. I'm very proud to be a part of it.
June 6th through June 8th, and actually come out early on June 5th and check out the barrel racers and stick around for the mixer that night. It's a great rodeo weekend in Flagstaff every year. This is going to be our 11th annual event, and it just keeps getting bigger and better every single year. So make sure you get out there, get your tickets early just in case it sells out, because there are times that it does sell out, correct?
Friday and Saturday night are pretty much always sold out. And so if you're planning on buying tickets at the door, don't.
Give them the website one more time.
Flagstaffrodeo.com.
Flagstaffrodeo.com. We appreciate you coming in, Kristen.
Thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely. Keep up all the great work, and we will see you again out at the rodeo.
Sounds great. We'll see you at the rodeo.
Fantastic. All right. This is it for today. We appreciate you taking the time to listen to the Chamber Biz Buzz. My name is Clay McCausland, again filling in for Julie Pastrick. I'll see you again on the radio.